This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of deep winter. The final week of the bedding plant moon and the fourth week of the sun in Capricorn. It seems that the world lies too still and too deathly quiet in the middle of deep winter. But the sun finally starts to rise earlier this week, finally cutting away at the length of the nights, complementing the sunset times that have been occurring later just a little every few days since the middle of December. The bedding plant moon weakens the meteorological tide as it reaches apogee, its position farthest from Earth on January 14th. And then, on January 16th, this moon becomes the frolicking fox moon. The prophet of mating and frolicking, not only for foxes, but for other small woodland creatures like skunks, raccoons, possums, and squirrels, and even owls. Sometimes stirred by the frolicking fox moon, flies and cabbage butterflies emerge in a warm greenhouse, and overwintering robins evoke March and April with their whinnies. Sometimes pale brown Asian lady beetles crawl from their hibernation near your windows, bringing good fortune and announcing the coming of the January thaw. And the sun, quickly climbing higher in the sky, even though it seems to take forever, carries spring up from New Orleans at a rate of about 5 miles a day, or 1 degree Fahrenheit every 4 to 5 days. And it's not so hard to do the math, at least for the central and eastern states. Early spring approaches Jackson, Mississippi, and Montgomery, Alabama in a few days. And in another month, at about 5 miles times 40 from today, early spring could be up past Memphis, Atlanta, and Savannah. In March, early spring travels north to St. Louis in Kansas City and east to Louisville and then to the ocean. And by the end of April, it has climbed to Chicago and Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and New York. Arrives in Minnesota and the Dakotas and even in Maine by the end of May. Knowing the rules of the sun and space, we can travel to whatever season we wish, or wait in confidence that all will soon be green and new. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of deep winter. In the meantime, drive south or stay home. It's good either way. Poor Will's Almanac for 2018 is available from Amazon. And you can purchase my book, Home is the Prime Meridian, Essays on Time and Place and Spirit, from the same site. The collection contains a number of the selections heard on this radio segment.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.